in our church, one of the leaders at Liberty, a woman I respect, a woman I love, a woman who I'm convinced is going to have a word in season for us this morning. So Louise, we bless you. We thank you for being here, and give her a big round of applause as she comes up, yeah?
Amen. Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here this morning. You know, I'm actually pretty impressed with Bray Liberty, or Liberty Bray, I should say. I had three requests before I came here today, and one of the requests was that I'd have the red carpet rolled out. So, yeah. So I have to say the red carpet is here. The other request was that I would have natural water. And I got that, so that's pretty cool. And the other request was that I would get minstrels and that the blue ones would be taken out from the rest of the colours. So well done, Gary. That was the good Mr. Gary down there that looked after me. So, but you know what? It is great to be here. I think the last time I was here was quite some time ago, you know, and you were in the old building. So this is pretty traditional and cool. I love it. And it just reminds me of my days back in school with the old pews and all of that. So yeah, God is here. He's here this morning, you know. But just as Rob said, I'm one of the elders in the city and one of the elders of our movement, Liberty Church. And it's a privilege to serve alongside Noel and Rob and the guys, you know. So, but just a little bit about me. I'm married. I have two kids. My son is playing a match this morning and my husband is actually in work. He's a chef. And so he does shifts, so he couldn't be with us this morning. And my daughter is here this morning with me. So she's looking after me. But yeah, my husband is a chef, as I said. And you know what? We get looked after, I have to tell you. He does some pretty good dishes, you know. So we're well fed, you know. But I'm not the best cook, I have to admit. You know, I would be a bit of a disaster in the kitchen. And, you know, I often get slagged and I get some pictures sent to me. And I think Malachi might have some here on the screen. So there I am, you know, cooking up a storm in the kitchen, you know, and my food doesn't always turn out like the way I'd like it to. Sometimes it just be burnt. And you know what? My kids just love me. They just love me and they just eat it for the sake of eating it. But you know, I just want to bring a word, and I believe it's a word for season, as Rob said. And it's in Luke. It's in Luke 10. Let me get my own Bible. So if you have your Bible, please turn there with me. Okay. So it's Luke 10:38. And just before I get into the Word of God, we're actually kicking off this morning in all of our locations, what's the story? And we all say that as Irish people, what's the story? You know, when you meet somebody and say, what's the story, mate? What's the story? How's things going? You know, and we felt for this series to bring what's the story. So what is the story in God's Word? And this morning, I want to bring what's the story about waiting on God. What does it mean to wait on God? And there's two people in the Bible, and this story actually really stuck out for me. And it's about Martha and Mary. And it's about two women who waited on God. And they waited on God in two very different approaches. And we're going to tease it out this morning. But Father, we just come in your name, Lord God. And Father, we commit this time into your hands, Lord God. Father, just the worship this morning unto you was just such adoration, Father God, that you are the King, Lord God, and you are worthy to be praised. And Father, we praise you this morning, Lord. And Father, I praise you through your word this morning, Lord God, that Father, that our hearts would be open to receive this morning and ears would be open, Lord God. That, Father, this word, Lord God, will just penetrate, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So if you have your Bible, let's go there. It's in Luke 10:38. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." And he responds, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. You know, these two sisters were good friends with Jesus. And Jesus rolls up into town and he decides to pay them a visit. He decides to go to their home and pay them a visit. And the approach of these two sisters when he comes, they're so different, the two of them. And you know what? I lean towards Martha and I lean towards Mary. But Martha was a woman that was distracted. She was distracted in the kitchen. 12 hungry guys, 12 disciples come along with Jesus. And they roll up to their house. And Martha is in the kitchen and she's preparing the food. But you know, Jesus had been traveling throughout many towns and villages. You see, his ministry was a ministry where he was going seeking people. And I'm sure as he was going through those towns, he gathered a fan base. He had to. And I'm sure there was some strays and I'm sure there was just some tag-alongs. I sure we'll go where he's going. We'll get some food out of this. And here's Martha. She's in and out of the kitchen. She's cooking up a storm. She's cooking up a feast. She's in and out and she's in and out. And she's distracted. She's not sure if there's enough food. She's not even sure if the food is good. And she's probably stressing out about what Jesus is going to think about the food. And she's in and out, in and out, in and out serving. Serving these guys, topping up their drinks, topping up their food. And all the time, Mary is sitting down. And she's sitting at the feet of Jesus. And what I love about Martha is, she has such an awareness about her that when there's a job to be done, you know, she rolls up her sleeves and she gets stuck in. You see, this woman is a doer. But the other side of it is she's so consumed in the kitchen that she begins to think, "Hang on a minute, this task is actually too big for me. I need somebody alongside of me to help me out here." And in her attitude, in her bossiness, she goes and she confronts Jesus. And she goes into him and she says, "Lord, don't you care about me? Don't you care that my sister has left me alone here? Tell her to help me." Now you can just picture Mary. Mary sitting in the room with the disciples and Jesus. And next of all, she's embarrassed for life. Here's her sister storming into the room, you know. And you can just picture Mary sitting there looking at Martha and with her beady little eyes, like, "Are you for real? Really? You know, we have the Messiah in the house here and you're complaining about being in the kitchen?" You know, what Martha was actually doing was she was exposing Mary. You know, what she was saying was, "You're lazy, you're thoughtless, you're selfish." And you can just sense the tension in the room. You know, like when somebody annoys you and you can't look at them, but you're giving it to them, you know. And this was what was going on with Martha. And that tension was there between the two sisters. And it's nearly like a catfight waiting to erupt. You know, the two of them nearly going to scrap it out with each other. But, you know, Jesus responds. And he responds to Martha. And he says to Martha, "Martha, you're worried. You're upset. You're worried about little. You're worried about much. You're worried about many things. And there's only one thing that is needed. And the one thing that was needed was Mary chose. She chose the good portion. She chose what was better. And Jesus says, it will not be taken away from her. And Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus. And you see, the scriptures tell us that, you know, Mary was there and she was listening. And every word that came from Jesus' mouth was life. And here was Mary sitting down at the feet of the Messiah. And every word, every syllabus, everything that he spoke, she was captivated. She was so tuned in to what he had to say. You see, there was life being poured out from his words. But the one person was in and out, in and out, in and out of the kitchen. And you know, sometimes in life, for us, it can be a distraction. But Mary chose the good portion. She chose the better thing, which was at the feet of Jesus. You see, in our hunger for the kingdom of God, she chose to sit at his feet. You got to look at this woman. This woman, there was 12 men, and some of them were fishermen and taxmen. And here they were in a circle. Jesus is teaching from the word of God. And he's bringing the word of God. And this woman, Mary, comes along. And you can nearly see her. Will you ever move up, Thomas and Peter? I want to get in here. I want to get what Jesus is saying. And you ask the question, why? Why did Mary muscle in on that circle? You see, she found acceptance. She found contentment. And you see, from that, she found his love, his forgiveness, his mercy. She found what would set her free. Whatever sin was in her life, she knew she had found the Messiah. And I got to think about this. You know, when we look around our world, there's millions of people that go around and they never find acceptance. They never find love. You see, what Mary chose was the good portion. She chose to build a relationship. She chose to build a relationship with Jesus. And that relationship would last forever. And Martha, on the other hand, she's just a few feet away from Jesus. She's in the other room. And all that goes through Martha's mind is the things I need to do, the list of stuff that I need to do. And don't get me wrong, I love doing good stuff for people. I love doing a good turn for people. And I think as Irish, we all do. We like to do a good turn for people. But you know, doing good works for people, it is great and it's rewarding and it can be satisfying. And it's nice to talk to people and it's nice to give people our time. But being a good person, it's not going to save us. It's not going to carry you in your relationship with God. You see, it's not about being a good person. Martha was in and out of the kitchen. And not that Jesus condemned her for what she did. He didn't condemn the good works that she was doing. But she was in and out and in and out and she was distracted. And her relationship with Jesus suffered. And Mary, on the other hand, was building the relationship. You see, when we serve with Jesus, when we serve, we get the good portion. You see, we won't be burned out. We won't be fruitless. We won't grow weary. We won't grow tired. When we put him first, that's when we get to serve. And we can be cooking up a storm in the kitchen, cooking up a feast, cooking up a buffet, in and out and in and out. And if we don't have a relationship with Jesus, the pressures of life will soon begin to nag at us. And before we know it, we begin to drift away from God's word. We begin to drift away from fellowship. We begin to drift away from communion with the King. We grow weary. We grow tired. We become distracted. Our prayer life becomes distracted. And we begin to look at others and we begin to say, hey, how come they can go to the Bible study and to the prayer meeting? And we begin to look and we get distracted. And we might even become angry that none of them are actually doing the work and we're left to carry the load. And maybe you can identify with Martha. I'm too busy to spend time with God. I leave it till later on. Right now I have work to do. So often couples that get together and they fall in love and, you know, the romance is blossoming and things are blooming and they get married and then work is added in, then kids is added in and the busyness of life takes over. And before they know it, they're passing each other by. They're running past each other. And then one day they say, who are you? Do I actually know you? And you see, this is what can happen with us. We get so busy and so consumed with stuff that we pass Jesus by. We pass him by. You see, Martha was so consumed with good things. And yet she sank into frustration and into anger and into bitterness. And she says, Lord, do you not care about me? That's the question she asked the Messiah. Lord, do you not care about me? The one that came down from heaven, the one that left his heavenly dwellings. And Martha asks him, Lord, do you not care about me? His whole mission was about caring about people. That's why he came. But you know, Martha wants to tell Jesus off. You see, she's mad at him. And, you know, she wants to kind of, you know, expose him in the room with the disciples. And you see, she has his attention. And you can nearly see her, she's getting louder. Lord, do you not care about me? But you know what Jesus does? He calls her out. He calls her out. And he says, Martha, you're troubled. You're troubled. You're worried. You're anxious. You're troubled, Martha. You're afraid of failure. You're doubtful. You question yourself. You second guess yourself. You're starving for affirmation and for approval of others. You want to prove yourself right all the time. And that's why, Martha, you do, rather than recognize what I've done for you on the cross. Mary chose to wait on God. She chose the good portion. She chose to feed on God's word, to wait for him, and to dwell in his presence. And you know, when Mary chose that, what she received was strength. So that in her running, she would not grow weary. She would not grow weak. You see, when Mary chose the good portion, things were fruitful. Her life was fruitful. You see, it's at the feet of Jesus. That's where we discover the beauty of the cross. Do you hear me this morning? It's at the feet of Jesus. That's where we discover the beauty of the cross. The good portion. Life being poured out. When we pick up God's word, life is being poured out. The good portion is grace. It's something that you and I don't deserve here today. The good portion is peace, his supernatural peace. You know, if we're running in and out of the kitchen, we're never going to find that supernatural peace. The good portion is forgiveness, that I can come and confess my sins to Jesus and know that I am forgiven, warts and all. The good portion is his love being poured out. It's an unconditional love. We don't have to do anything to earn his love. It's there for us. It's there for the taking. And it's time to get out of the kitchen. It's time to sit down like Mary and take our rightful position. The position is there for us to take this morning. It's our position. And it's up to us this morning whether we choose that or not. I remember watching a film, gosh, it's probably about 30 years old, I think, Chariots of Fire. Does anybody remember that film? And in the movie, Abraham, he's an athlete, he's a runner, and he runs for the Olympics and all that, and he nearly wins every race. He nearly wins every race, and there's one race that he lost. And in this one race, he took his eyes off the race, and he looked at his competitor that was coming up alongside him. And his coach said afterwards, that race cost him everything. Why? Because he looked away. Because he took his eyes off the prize. And it tells us in Philippians 3:13, Paul talks about, he tells us, you know, when he draws our attention, he says, brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it. And this is the Apostle Paul, and he tells us that he hasn't made it. But I focus on one thing. He says, forgetting the past and running towards the future. Running towards what lies ahead. You see, Paul was saying not to dwell in the past, but instead to grow in the knowledge of God, the worship of God, the fellowship of God, and to look forward to a fuller life with Jesus. This morning, you have a choice. You can take your right position to wait at the feet of Jesus. You can take your right position and stay close to him. You see, Martha was distracted with doing all the good stuff. And even though she stuck around, she wasn't close to Jesus. She allowed the good stuff to interfere with her relationship with God. And sometimes people in their pain and their loss, they get caught up in doing the good stuff. And there's a lot of churchgoers that don't have a relationship with Jesus. They just stick around. They stick close. You know, before I dedicated my life to God, I was searching. And I used to attend the Catholic Church. This was way back, probably about 18, 19 years ago. And I would attend on a Sunday morning. And you know what? I felt good. But there was something missing. There was a void. There was something not being fulfilled in me. You see, I didn't spend time with God during the week. I didn't read the word. I didn't worship. I didn't fellowship. There was a void. There was something not right. And I realized back then that I wasn't in the right position. And Jesus is saying, come. Come and sit and rest. Rest. Even if you don't have it all figured out, he doesn't want you to have it all figured out. He wants you to stop being distracted. In and out, in and out, in and out of the kitchen. And maybe you're afraid to get out of the kitchen. Maybe you're offended. You're carrying bitterness or anger, resentment towards a loved one, a brother or a sister or a mother and father. But that bitterness, resentment, that will entrap you. It will keep you bound. It will keep you in the kitchen. And you won't move on with God. You see, the good portion is here this morning. We've sang about him. We've worshipped him. We've given our adoration to him this morning. The good portion will give you forgiveness this morning. Where you can come. You see, Jesus knows everything about you. There's no hidden secrets with him. He knows it all. The good portion, he will come and he will love you unconditionally. You know, Jesus did give Martha an action. He gave her an action to change because he believed she could change. And he was ready to help her overcome her distractions. And he stands ready here this morning waiting to help us overcome our distractions today. Jesus told Martha about a better way. It's a better way. And he wants to show us here also. You see, it's at the feet of Jesus you discover the beauty of the cross. The good portion cannot be taken away. No one can take away the good portion from you. unless you don't receive it this morning. You know, all this serving and running around, Jesus knew that Martha was troubled from the first serving. And as I said, there's nothing we can hide from him this morning. He knows everything about us. I'm just going to ask the worship team to come back. I don't know what time.